Good morning, everyone, and shalom. May we continue to help ourselves to believe in God. We are so delighted to come this far. This is the 67th session since the day we began 2025. It is the second but last session in the book of John. We have learned so much from this book, and I do believe the Lord has continued to get into your heart. I believe you're a better person because of the study of the book of John that has helped us on how to believe and what to believe, when to believe, and all the dynamics of believing. This session, John 21, verses 1 to 14, we want to address a very important topic about winning souls of guilty and backslidden disciples. Winning the souls of guilty and backslidden disciples. This portion focuses on the third post-erection meeting Jesus had with his disciples. It's true that this meeting is happening more than 1 week after Jesus had met with them. It is after 1 week. Though John calls it the third meeting, we should be calling it the third public meeting with the disciples. Because Jesus had already met with Mary Magdalene the very day he resurrected. Jesus had met with the two men, two other disciples, fleeing to Emmaus, according to the book of Luke 24. But even according to the book of Luke, Jesus had met with Peter personally. Jesus had a private meeting after resurrection with Peter. And I want you to ask yourself, this is Jesus' meeting with disciples, and Peter is actually telling they are already in Galilee. Let me say this. Remember, when they were told by Mary, when Jesus sent Mary, he told Mary, "Mary, go and tell my disciples we meet in Galilee." So they are no longer in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where they were hiding under the bars. They were hiding in the room. But here, they are very far away to the north, to the Galilee. And that's where Jesus had said, "Wait for me there." And you know what? Jesus did not come on time. I realized that Jesus had told Mary, "Go tell them we meet in Galilee." And I think they went to Galilee because here, John says that they were in the Galilee and they were, while they were there in the Galilee. But while Jesus tarried about 1 week, and this is what I have noted, Jesus did not come quickly. Although he had met with Peter personally, Peter, in that delay, Peter misled, or Peter decided, let me say this, Peter decided to go back fishing. And when he decided to go back fishing, he told the disciples, "I am going back fishing." And the other six disciples, and he was the seventh, said, "We are going together with you." And they went back fishing. I do not know why the other four did not follow with Peter. I don't know why. We only told there were seven of them. Why the other four did not meet or did not follow Peter, we do not know. We don't know where they were. They are no longer hidden in the room now. But they have been waiting for Jesus. But Jesus is not forthcoming. And I tend to believe this is as a result of feeling that Jesus has taken too long. And when they were there, they started fishing. We do not know how long they had been fishing. But on this one occasion, when they were fishing, they got nothing the whole night. And Jesus came to them in the morning and he called them and he told them, "Children, have you had anything?" They said, "We have nothing, sir." Then he told them how to throw their nets on the right. And they got fish, so many, that was supposed to break the net, 153 in number, but they did not break. And then Jesus called, and then John realized it was Peter. Peter left the boat because they were about 100 meters from the shore. And he came, he put on his outer garment. He came to Jesus. And Jesus gave them some fish, or they found a fire that Jesus had prepared, and he gave them breakfast. It is very important to realize a few things in this one. That Peter is a discouraged man. Peter is going through guilt. The fact that they have met with Jesus, not once, not twice. This is the third time as a group. And Jesus has met with him personally. There is something that the Lord has not dealt with. Or there's nothing in the heart of Peter that has not been dealt with. It is true they are aware Jesus is alive. It is true they have the Holy Spirit, because on one occasion Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit. It is true they were no longer troubled that Jesus is not there. They knew, they had a proof, they are aware Jesus was alive. But why is it that Peter is still uncertain about this? I want to submit to you that Peter's guilt has not been dealt with. The guilt is the feeling that you have failed an authority. The guilt that you have failed, the feeling that you have fallen short of the standards of the law of an authority. And this authority is God. When Jesus was at the court of Annas and Caiaphas, at the fireplace, Peter denied Jesus three times. And here, and at that particular night, he left sobbing, and he left feeling that he was very guilty. Inasmuch as Jesus met him and him more than three now times, that guilt has not been dealt with. This is to tell you, there are many people who have seen Jesus, but some of them have not dealt with those guilt. There are those who have known Jesus is alive, but they're still guilty. And so Jesus is coming to deal with guilty, and he's dealing it with it in two versions, in two stages. The first one, he is there to reinstate Peter back to himself. And here he comes to reinstate Peter to himself publicly. He comes to bring Peter back to the joy of the Lord. And how did he do that? Three things. Jesus visited them at the lake where they were feeling a lot of discouraged. Jesus came with a lot of love to them. He did not rebuke them at all. While they were there, they got nothing. And when they did not get anything at that particular time, Jesus prepared breakfast and Jesus made a fire. Do you realize that it is at the fire that they could not be able to, that Peter denied Jesus? Do you realize it is still at the fireplace where Jesus was able to bring Peter back to himself? I realized that Jesus had to prepare a fire, probably to remind Peter of the place where he denied him. Because the last time they met publicly was at the fire of the enemy. And Jesus prepared a fire of the friend, and he prepared a food. Preparing a food means I'm willing to make friendship together with you. When people would eat together at a fireplace, it is a place where they were friends. Realize that when you are an enemy to somebody, you cannot eat together. And here you have to, but if you have to eat together, you're definitely a friend. And so Jesus was communicating to Peter, saying, Peter, I'm a friend. Don't you be afraid of what you did. Jesus was dealing with guilt, and Jesus was reinstating Peter to himself. He was reinstating Peter to the joy of the Lord. Because even with the resurrection, even with the personal meeting, even with the proof of resurrection, he still was guilty that he had failed Jesus Christ. So Jesus prepared this fire. Jesus gave them the food, and Jesus ate together with them. May the Lord deal with guilt in our lives. May the Lord help us to come to terms that what we did, Jesus has already forgiven us. But Jesus dealt it with the spirit of love. Father, in Jesus' name, help us that we are not destroyed by guilt in our lives. Help us not to go back from you. Help us to love you and to have the joy of you and the joy of serving you and not to be defeated and destroyed by the guilt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.